It is not only against the law, it's rude. Parking in car spaces reserved for people with a disability. So how should we penalise the people who do it? And should they lose points from their licence? In New South Wales, you do now lose those licence points if you park there without a disability permit. And my next guest wants that to happen in every state. Alicia Wright is the founder of No Permit, No Park Australia. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Why is a fine not enough?
We've shown over the last 5 years throughout the campaign that it hasn't, even raising the fine from $44, which it was before we launched the campaign, to the $252 that it is now, it's done nothing to deter people from misusing disability bays. And as the population of permit holders increases with our ageing population, the competition for getting a disability space in a lot of areas is increased. So having people use them without a permit just makes it even harder. We've found that evidence through various studies done by different motoring groups on driver behaviour and driver attitudes has shown that people are more worried about losing demerit points than they are about getting a fine. So it's been implemented in New South Wales, and so far it's shown that it's been somewhat effective. And
can you tell me a bit about what evidence has been gathered in New South Wales? I think it's only been in for a year or two. What do we know?
That's right. It's just over a year. In certain areas, they've been monitoring the repeat offences or the number of offences happening in a particular area since they implemented the new legislation. And so far those, that data has shown that there's been a reduction in offences. A lot of it is also because of the increased enforcement patrols that are also being implemented as well in those high offence areas.
So I suppose that would be my question. How do you know what's more effective? We've all seen it happen.
We need both, but we've had high enforcement before where they've had blitzes and they've had particular areas that were patrolled on a daily basis, and that just wasn't effective in any way, which showed that the fine is not a deterrent to people. So when they introduced the demerit point and used these areas that they did have those high patrols in to do the studies on, it has shown that there's been a reduction. It hasn't been a huge reduction, but it's at least a reduction in those repeat offences happening in those areas. So over time, as people become more aware that if they do, park in a disabled space without a permit, that they will lose a demerit point, then it becomes sort of that ingrained thought pattern. It's the same as happened with mobile phone use and vehicles. It took a little while for it to catch on and for people to see that people were getting caught all the time and discussions amongst the community about the issue. And we've seen a big reduction in the number of people who use mobile phones while driving.
Yeah, sure.
So, I think that it's probably going to have the biggest effects in what we can do without having to resort to things like towing and that kind of stuff, because then we enter into a whole
You could try public shaming. I shouldn't suggest that.
We did. Anyway.
Oh, you did?
We've been doing that for 5 years.
Oh, so you put the number plates up online.
Yeah. Well, that was the basis of starting the campaign. I just out of pure frustration, trying to go out to dinner with my family one night and people constantly using this particular area to park in to run into the bottle shop that was all disability spaces. I wrote a blog post and put a whole bunch of photos up, and it went viral. And so we've decided to capture that interest, and we launched the No Permit, No Park campaign with the interest in educating the community as well as lobbying different areas of government for change and improvement.
And why did it get derailed, the demerit point idea in South Australia? I think they almost got there but didn't. What stopped it getting up?
I think it might be the same thing as that is kind of spooking them here in Queensland as well. Look, it's one of those issues that it is really hard to get people to understand when you try to explain to them that it's more than just a parking offence. And very few states treat parking offences with any kind of seriousness. They're seen as, you know, a council issue. For a long time, the attitude amongst police was that it was beneath their pay grade to issue parking infringement notices. And so we've done a lot of work with educating police services and councils and the community in general, and trying to explain to government departments who have these responsibilities that it's not just about a parking infringement, it's about upholding disability access rights. And there are very few areas of disability rights that have an instant penalty. So for parking to have that legislation, it is probably the most significant area of disability access rights that, you know, that we can actually get something done about.
Look, good luck with it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Alicia Wright, the founder of No Permit, No Park Australia.